Umas Nisan Rabbi Yosi. Enoch Nami. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Like we said before, the Yom Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Kula Pirkan Rabbi Yosi. Our whole pair goes according to Rabbi Yosi. So Enoch Nami, according to Rabbi Yosi, this is not called Ino Nefesh. That's why the husband cannot be made for the Neder. But Enoch Nami, Shmuel is talking about according to Rachamim, that they hold not having enjoyment from one person is called Ino Nefesh. So Enoch Nami, according to Rachamim, it would be called Ino Nefesh if she can't have enjoyment from one grocery store, even if that's not the main one that she gets credit from. So Mora says, Umayin Yochel Hofer, Mishum Ino Nefesh, Enoch Nami, the husband can be made for Mishum Ino Nefesh. Avo Meifin Adar Mishum Ino Leveno. But Dvor Mino Leveno, that the husband could be made for. But Enoch Nami, Dvor Mino Leveno, could be disconsidered, because maybe sometimes the husband will have a hard time if she can't get from that grocery store. So Benola Benor is considered, therefore the husband could be made for it. But this is only according to Rabbi Yosi. But Enoch Nami Shmuel, that says as a lacha, goes according to the Chachamim. So Rantaka says, V'chivun the Yasikna the Shmuel the Yomek Rabbonin, since we're coming out now that Shmuel is saying as a lacha like the Rabbonin Shita, is Nachtin and Kavosai, since Mashmah we paskin like the Tanakama, V'yafagav the Kulu Pirkin Rabbi Yosi, La'astamininu, Kivun the Toni Tona, Divu Rabbi Yosi, Yisairuhu, Lilitha Tanan. Therefore, Nechnami could be, even though it's Mashmah, it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi, no, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. It's not called a Stam Mishnah, but rather it's Mashmir, we paskin like Shmuel, that Shmuel holds like Rechomim. That Erechatz and Kishut, these are considered Nether of Inu Nefesh. Alright, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Nodro Mishtei Kukrois. Let's say the wife made a neder not to eat two types of breads. Mishtei Kukrois. She made like one neder not to eat two types of breads. So, Ba'achas Misane Uve'achas Ein Misane. One type of a bread is a very good bread. And if she can't eat that type of a bread, she has, she's Misane. She has pain from that. It's called the neder of Inu Nefesh. But to the Yachas Sein Misana, the second type of the bread that she made a neder not eat is like pas kibur, old bread, black bread, that by not eating that, she does not have inui, there's no pain about not eating that bread. So the question is, it's like two types of nedarim here. One is an inu nefesh, and one is not. So, Rav Yehuda Mashmul says a chiddush, that mitoich shehu meifel lemisana, since the husband has the right to be made for the part of the neder, of the good bread, because that's called inu nefesh. That's called giving yourself pain. If she cannot eat the good bread, so that part of the neder, the husband has a right to be mefer. So he says, mitoich like, is mefer l'sheina misana. He has a right also to be mefer the other part of the neder of pas kibur. Even though that bread is not good bread anyway, still, he has the right to be mefer it. I get it from mitoich. But the Ran says, the chivun de shteyem dvar achila, since both parts of the neder has to do with eating, is meifle shene misane bigroro de misane. Since the part of the neder that's inu nefesh, he has a right to be made for that part, so bigroro means it drags it along the other part of the neder to be made for. Ve'afilo hofer stam kol haneder mufer. That's the chiddush. Even though he doesn't even speak out that he wants to be made for both parts, he only says he wants to be made for this neder, automatically the whole neder is mufer. That's Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel's Chiddush. On this, the Gemara says that V'Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, but Ravasi, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, argues and says that Mefer LeMisane V'Ein Mefer LeShein Misane. No, the husband could only be made for the part of the neder that has to do with Inu Nefesh, but the other part that doesn't have to do with Inu Nefesh, that part he cannot be Mefer. And the Ran says Mishum Delest LeHach Gerora, because he does know from the Svar of Gerora that one part could drag along the other part. Hilchah, the Ran says, that afilu hefer beferish lemisana. Even though the husband says beferish, he has in mind to be mefer lemisana v'yein misana. I want to be mefer both parts of the neder, and a mufel l'shein misana. He can't be mefer the other side. The Ran says, kach pishu rabbeisai. That's the way rabbeisai learned his pshat. And the Ran tries to explain, now he says he doesn't hear a pshat. What's like a pshat in Shmuel? Like how come Shmuel says, what kind of svar is Gerora, since one part of the neder has nothing to do with Inui, why could he be made for it? So Ran wants to say that the pshat in Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon is like this, that the Pasuk says, v'ishi yiferenu. It says, "Umavkinen mehay krol kamon de sorach habal sheifa kol haneder sheyafreinu kuloi mashma." That husband has to be made for the whole neder, and if he's only made for half of the neder, afilu mashayfreinu mufra. That's the Gemara later. So he says, therefore, that's the machlokes that Shmuel holds over here, since it's like one neder that she said. So the and half of it has to do with ino nefesh. So once you give him made for that part of the nether, the whole nether is included, that he's made for the whole nether already. You know, it's considered like nether echot, and the husband can't be made for lachatsoyim halfway, the yifarenu ksiv, so he has to be made for the whole nether. So therefore Shmuel holds that miterech could be made for half of it, which has to do with ino nefesh, the other half gets dragged along also. And the Ran says, and Rabbi Asa and Rabbi Yechanan, they argue and they hold that true. When you have one whole neder that you could be made for the whole neder, so then the husband can't be made for here for the neder. The chatzorin doesn't help. But over here, since this is the only part of the neder that could have a fara, that's the only thing he could do. So therefore, can only be made for the part of the neder, the part of the bread, which is inu nefesh, will give a pain of not eating it. But the other half, the type of bread, the pas kibur, that doesn't bother her, that half the husband cannot be made for. Now the Gemara says, Vika di Amri, some says like this, that boy mine Rabasim Rabbi Yechanan. Rabasi asked a question from Rabbi Yechanan. No draw mishtei kikris. If the wife made a neder not eat two different type of breads, again, one was a good, a pas nekiya, one was a pas kibur, the yachas misan of yachas ayna misana, one, it has pain for not eating, the other one does not give a pain for not eating it, the yachas ayna misana, ma, what's the halacha? Could the husband be made for this neder, the whole neder or not? Omalay, and this they answered back, Mefer leMisana, v'yein Mefer leShem Misana. Now that's where Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yechon answered back, that the husband could only be made for the half of the nether, which has to do with Inu Nefesh, that type of good bread for not to eat, that he could be made for, but the other half of the nether, which doesn't have to do with Inu Nefesh, which would not bother if she can't eat it, that half the husband cannot be made for. Now the Gemara asks like this, Eisvei, have a kash like this. It says, Alochom, ho'isha shenodra benozir, if a wife made a neder to become a nozir, for ho'isha shoyse yayin, umetamal mesim. After she became a nozir, then she went to drink wine, or she touched mesim, she was over the lavim that a nozir not allowed to do, the